Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Business owners, meet Progressive Insurance. They make it easy to get discounts on commercial auto insurance and find coverages to grow with your business. Quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2171. 10 Things You Need to Know About Bread Next Time You Shop by David Cameron Smith with LesMills.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to the post as we optimize your life. 10 Things You Need to Know About Bread Next Time You Shop by David Cameron Smith with LesMills.com. With around 700 million tons produced each year, wheat is the world's third largest crop after rice and corn. So, people are eating bread, lots of it. Once mainly a Western staple, bread is slowly but surely conquering the entire world, including Asia, where noodles and rice were once unrivaled. Yet bread's global spread is accompanied by a gathering backlash. Is white bread bad for health? Will the wrong sort of bread lead to weight gain, dental cavities, and dementia? Is organic, wood-fired, ancient grain sourdough really the healthy antidote? So what are we supposed to believe? Here's our 10-step guide to making better and more informed bread choices. 1. Check the marketing spin. Bread packaging is full of spin. Whether it's promoting home-style goodness, high fiber or multi-grain, the actual impact on the level of dietary fiber, nutrition, and salt levels is often minimal. Multi-grain is a particularly tricky term, meaning vastly different things to manufacturers and consumers. In fact, whole grain or multigrain breads are frequently no healthier in terms of fiber and salt than standard sliced white bread. Read the label. 2. It contains ancient grain, so it must be good, right? Ancient varieties of wheat, including einkorn, emmer, spelt, and krausen wheats, can now be found in many health food outlets. But the difference in nutritional content of the milled flour from these ancient varieties is virtually indistinguishable from standard commercial varieties grown around the world. Seeds and other forms of grains, including chia, flax, hemp, and rye, do add nutritional value, but this can come at a cost. The more of these grains, nuts, and seeds, the denser or more stiff and less palatable the bread can become. It's a trade-off few consumers are prepared to make, hence the higher price. 3. Freshly store-baked isn't always what it says. Many of the breads sold as freshly baked in-store are made elsewhere and baked to about 80 to 90% completion. Once snap frozen, the bread is transported to the store for the last bit of baking time. Simple products such as bread rolls may be made in-store, but only from a pre-prepared mix. Store-baked bread may also contain more salt than equivalent breads, so it's worth checking the labels. 4. Is sourdough bread healthier? Sourdough bread is made from a starter culture populated with a mixture of yeast occurring naturally in the air. The complex nature of sourdough fermentation gives rise to a wide range of different tasting byproducts, but most sourdough is made from exactly the same ingredients as normal bread, so the nutritional benefits are largely indistinguishable. However, there are zealous commercial and home bakers who use sourdough starter cultures as a way of adding taste to whole grain and low-salt breads. These are healthier courtesy of the whole grain, high fiber, lower salt, and absence of preservatives. 5. Wraps and flatbreads are different, right? Not so much. Wraps are really bread without the leavening actions of yeast. Too often, fats and oils are added to flatbreads to give the pliability needed to wrap around fillings. So no, flatbreads are not healthier. Remember, bread is nearly all starch anyway. Starch, a simple carbohydrate, is digested into glucose or sugar. In whole grain breads, some of the bran or husk of the wheat is present or added, supplying most of the dietary fiber. Added to this is protein, mainly in the form of gluten, some vitamins, which are often added, and minerals, which again are often added. Like most food groups, bread needs to be enjoyed in moderation. 6. What about genetic modification? The varieties of wheat used in modern bread bear little resemblance to the stunted grasses of ancient times. Modern wheat is disease-resistant, heat-tolerant, and higher-yielding. This has been achieved over generations of selective breeding, with farmers and horticultural scientists selecting on the best for the next season of farming. Because of this, so far there is no genetically modified wheat currently available for human consumption. 7. What else is added in the bread-making process? Modern wheat grain is milled with nanoparticle precision in flour mills. The resulting fine powder is mixed with a blend of ascorbic acid, vitamin C, yeast, emulsifiers, rising agents, which are often enzymes, vitamins, minerals, fat, preservatives, and salt. Lots of salt. It is this cocktail of chemicals and additives that has become the subject of intense scrutiny and concern. 8. Are preservatives a problem? To keep bread looking fresh, mold retardants such as calcium propionate and sulfites can be added. Both compounds are linked to rare adverse reactions, mainly in young children. Even in the face of consumer alarm, however, additives will continue to be used to meet the exact standards of the modern manufacturing process, and paradoxically, the consumer. People love bread to be cheap, remain fresh for days, and importantly, to be mold-free at purchase. So, the preservatives will remain. 9. How much salt is there in commercially made bread? The salt content of bread is pretty high. Around 20% of the average intake of salt comes from bread alone. At least 25% of the bread on supermarket shelves has as much salt per slice as a packet of potato crisps. It's worth examining the label of your favorite loaf and making comparisons. A simple switch could dramatically cut your daily salt intake. And 10, how much should I worry about gluten? Wheat flour contains a protein that, when mixed with a little water and kneaded, adds much of the texture to bread, gluten. Gluten is problematic for those with celiac disease, an autoimmune condition of the large intestine. Some of the symptoms of celiac disease are shared by the less well-understood irritable bowel syndrome. Diagnosis of irritable bowel syndrome is complicated, and some people with bowel disturbances like bloating, irritability, constipation, and diarrhea have improvements in symptoms when switching to a gluten-free diet. The extent to which gluten is a culprit in irritable bowel syndrome is hotly debated, but there are definitely some who benefit from cutting gluten out of their diet. But don't be duped by hyped anti-gluten marketing. Remember, gluten-free foods are not always healthier, and certainly cost a whole lot more. A quick guide to healthy bread choices. 1. Always read the label. Identify breads lower in salt with little or no added sugar, have high fiber, and preferably whole grains. 2. Use healthy spreads, including avocados, low-fat mayonnaise, and tahini. 3. Remember that peanut butter is already buttery enough. 4. Fill your sandwich or roll with a creation of colorful salads, which include plenty of your favorite greens. And 5. Most dietary guidelines suggest adults should aim for at least 6 servings of carbohydrate-rich foods each day. A standard bread roll or slice of bread is a single serving. Bread should contribute to this target, but not be the only source of carbohydrates. Rice, pasta, legumes, and beans are also important. You just listened to the post titled, 10 Things You Need to Know About Bread Next Time You Shop by David Cameron Smith with lesmills.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Business owners, meet Progressive Insurance. They make it easy to get discounts on commercial auto insurance and find coverages to grow with your business. Quote in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Remember on yesterday's episode, I was talking about how food manufacturers can be really sneaky. I was also talking about how it can be helpful to take a look at the ingredients list on food packaging to find out a bit more information about the food itself. You know, things that the nutrition facts label may not include. Well, when it comes to choosing breads, we can apply the same rule. Look at the ingredients list. The first ingredient, ideally, should be whole wheat or whole grain. Then, look at how many total ingredients there are. If we can find a bread that has 5 or fewer ingredients, that's even better. This is because when a product has 5 or fewer ingredients, it usually means it doesn't have many of those additives like the ones today's author David described. So take these tips with you the next time you're bread shopping. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a great day. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's episode where your optimal life awaits.